Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday and also opening day.
Yeah,
opening
man.
Day of the Major League Baseball season. Happy opening day to all of you. Everybody's got their Brave stuff on. It's great.
Yes, like, yes.
It's a rare occasion when we all have, it's not the same shirt, but we all have the same kind of thing on today. Everybody's got their Braves gear on today.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling that one, though, dog.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I got it for Christmas.
Yeah, I like that one right there you got on. I went through my closet. This is the only one that I have.
It's a good one, too.
And the thing about it is I wear it every time we go to a Braves game.
Yeah.
So I've been on TV three times with it. And so I made a point this morning when I was looking for, because I was like, I know I got another Braves shirt. Don't have enough. I got the one we had for the World Series.
Right.
The gray one that they gave us. But
this kind of shrunk up real tight.
Yeah, it's like a damn near halter top.
Yeah, because like mine's a large, but it fits like a medium.
You would be seeing all belly button if I wore that today. And so I made sure I wouldn't order me another Bray shirt. You know, I got to keep these two in rotation.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it is opening day. And you know, I wish they were here, but they're not.
Me too.
They're in San Diego, but it will be an early game here, which is great. So we don't have to wait till 10 o'clock to watch the Braves opening day. So, I mean, it should be a lot of fun going against one of the better teams in the National League, more talented team as far as San Diego. But, yeah, I'm just excited that it's here, man. I'm excited for this year. Definitely excited to see where this team and how this team can, you know, like certain storylines can Chris sell. I don't see why he wouldn't, because he's always been good. He just got hurt.
Yep. As long as he's healthy, he's good.
As long as he's healthy, he's been good. You know what I mean? And then these other young boys, I heard, Jeff Passan or one of the baseball guys talking about Spencer Schwellen, about like he's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Hearing that from other people outside of, our circle.
He's my bold. I know we always do like a bold prediction on opening day.
Yeah.
He's mine.
Yeah.
I think he's an all-star this year.
Yeah,
it is a big deal.
And then you hear, obviously the Dodgers get all that, but all the pundits are talking about the Braves. They're like, when Ronald Acuña gets back and Spencer Strider gets back, along with these guys, we anticipate the guys who had down years to bounce back. If that's the case, they'll be right there with the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did the last couple of days of just getting ready for opening day, is we obviously are so into what the Braves are doing day to day throughout the offseason, but then once spring training gets here and it's like, all right, who's going to be the fourth or fifth starter? All right, what are they doing with Sean Murphy injured and all this stuff? And you kind of get bogged down in the stuff that makes being a fan of the team really interesting, but the minutia really kind of zoom out over the last couple of days and just checked in on, all right, like I know what I think of the Braves and I know what I think that they can be if they can avoid some of the bad injury luck that they had last year and guys get back to the back of their baseball card and stuff like that. What do the National guys think? Well, Vegas has them as the second best odds to win the World Series. So good. That kind of validates exactly all the things that we have been saying about them. You never know. You know what I mean? Because it can be very quickly like out of sight, out of mind in sports. And they weren't out of sight last year. They still made the playoffs,
even though
it was a very frustrating and disappointing season. But it was just, it's good to see. I was doing I don't remember who, Keith Law or somebody had their, Jim Bowden had their list of top rotations in baseball. He had the Braves at number four.
Right.
It's like, all right. And that's without knowing what Strider's going to be back when when he comes back healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so they view them there, just kind of looking at the lineups. Everybody's got them top five lineups. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, yeah. All right, everybody
yeah.
sees it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, and we all know it because we're here, but sometimes you like to hear the outside, yeah. what outside people yep. think about it. And whenever they're talking, I mean, we talked earlier, they're going to talk Dodgers because of all that. It was a funny, I can't remember who said it, but they were because they were talking about the salary cap, baseball salary cap.
Yeah.
And they say the only time people complain about a salary cap in baseball is when the Yankees or the Dodgers win.
Yep.
Other than that, nobody cares. Nobody nope. gives a damn
no,
about it.
No one really complains
nobody,
about
nobody
it.
Nobody ever complains about it. Nope. Only time they complain about it is when the Dodgers. Now, this is the first time the Dodgers won the World Series since when?
Oh, they won a couple years ago.
They won a couple years ago, but yeah. I'm saying, like, when the Yankees were running through it and all those different yeah. things, then I was like, oh, well, now you got to have a salary cap.
Well, even then, like, when the Yankees went on their run in the late 90s, early 2000s, that was all, like...
That was homegrown
guys. That was
guys.
All homegrown, up through the minor league system. Now, yeah. they paid them big when it came yes. time to pay them, and they went out and got other guys. Yeah, but no, I mean, that's the thing yeah. is, you know, we're so quickly... going from, okay, the Dodgers won last year. They paid all that money to get Shohei. They went right back to the market and paid a bunch of money for a couple of other Japanese players and some other big-name pitchers and all this. And everyone's like, well, is it a – they've won one. And yes. I know they won one in, like, the COVID year or whatever, and that's fine. But they were in the mix for that for 10 years and never got yes. over the hump. Let's pump the brakes on dynasty.
Yes.
Like, the Giants won 3 out of 5 in the 2010s, and no one called them a dynasty.
All odd years.
The Astros won a bunch and have been in the playoffs every year for the last – no one's calling them a dynasty. Like, I understand part of it is that it's the Dodgers, and you've got the biggest star in baseball, and they spent all that money and all that kind of stuff. But nobody's won back-to-back World Series since the Yankees, yes. last time I checked.
No,
so,
you're correct.
So,
no,
you're I mean, correct. We'll see. Maybe yes. they will. But, you know, sports are played by humans, and humans have bones and ligaments and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not wishing anything on anybody, but you know how these seasons go.
Yes, I do.
There's no guarantee. Last year at this time, you were out, and I was sitting here talking to John Fricke, and John Fricke was predicting the Braves to win 125 games. Okay? Now, I realize he kind of does that.
He does.
But they were really good last year, and they were stacked, and they were supposed to be another 100-win team, and then everything fell apart, and they won like 80, whatever it was. He did think they were – you know how he does. He's a little excited.
He goes to the extreme.
We all get excited on opening day. Hope springs eternal. So add that to the guy that every day of his life, hope springs eternal.
Yes.
It's just it's a tough combo.
Yeah.
All that to say, like, yes, there's a lot of enthusiasm and expectations for the Dodgers, and I understand why. When you start looking at their lineup, although their lineup's good, it's not crazy. Their pitching rotation is crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
they got a lot of good pitchers.
They got a lot of good pitchers, and probably their most dynamic one is a guy who they're not going to rush back. They said he might not pitch for a while.
Yeah.
You know, because of, you know, talking about because they have like four damn frontline starters.
They're also already 2-0. Like it's opening day,
I don't count
and those
that.
Jerks are already 2-0. So annoying.
I know it counts for the record. I ain't counting.
I know, but it's like everybody
without Freddie or Mookie.
Well, because the rule, the line is always everybody's 0-0. Not the Dodgers. They're already 2-0.
They're 2-0.
Even on opening day, they're 2-0. That's how far ahead of the pack they are this season.
Yeah, they're 2-0, man. But yeah, I'm excited for with that is and you know definitely the return of Ronald Acuña. And, you know, the biggest thing, and I did this last year, last time he was coming off injuries, not having too high of expectations. But that's easy for me to say. It's harder for him to probably go through it.
Yeah.
Because we saw when he was coming back his first year after the ACL how he was just pressing. Because it was like, it's not normal for me to be this normal.
It's also easy for me to say today when he's not playing. It's like, I'm going to be patient with it.
But you have to be.
And then when he gets back on the field like 2 weeks in, I'm like, come on, Ronald.
But you have to
Where's that MVP Ronald at?
But you have to
40-70.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but you have to be like that. And I get it. But, yeah, you got to be never mind. I was going to say mindful of certain things. Never mind.
I mean, I hope I am.
I'm
working on working towards mindful.
Is it? Yeah, never mind.
But then when seasons start,
the mindfulness goes away.
Yeah, you get a little emotional.
Once enthusiastic. Things start counting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, once these things start counting, exactly then you get to a point where, okay, damn it, Ronnie, you're out there. Get it done.
I do like that the game is at 4 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's kind of the one late one of the Padres.
It's Friday night.
Tournament's on. It's Friday night. You're going to be up anyway. And then you got the earlier game on Saturday and then Sunday night baseball on Sunday.
Yes.
So that's great. Three of the first four games out on the West Coast are watchable. Then you go to 10-10 against the Dodgers, which fun. You're playing the Dodgers early. Like, you know, one of the big stories in baseball, you're going to be playing up against them just that early kind of like measuring stick. You have to stay up late to watch it.
Oh, I'll take some ginseng, man. Pop you right up, man. You'll be all right. You'll be all right because I think you want to see this matchup. I mean,
I do.
I mean, you want to see the Braves.
It's the number one and number two favorite teams to win the World Series.
Yeah, so let's get it on.
The most likely matchup in the NLCS. Like, that's these are the ones. Yeah, these are the guys.
If it don't go our way, it don't mean it's over.
No, don't panic.
Yeah, okay. You know, oh, they're so much better than that.
But if it does go our way,
then of course we're going to be like, hell okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So to hell with mindfulness, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just talking.
Only when stuff's bad do we need to be mindful.
Yeah, dog. When it's going bad, you be mindful of certain things. Yeah. When it's going good, you stick your damn chest out
when
strut.
When it's going bad, it's early.
Yeah.
You know? When it's going bad, it's early.
Yeah, but yeah.
When you're 32-6, that's not early.
Man, you stick your chest out and strut.
Good.
All right.
Yeah. Right on the same page.
Don't apologize for being good.
Then it starts flowing and starts feeling good. And
That's just life.
Then, who knows? They just lay back, relax, and get drilled.
Yeah, man. That's just life, man. All right, man. I was talking about him at the dentist. Okay.
This is one of my favorite phrases you've ever said.
He's at the dentist.
Did you hear that yesterday, Abe? Abe heard it. Okay.
Yeah.
He heard it. Yeah. Abe was watching Rambo at the dentist. You know you can do that now? Actually made me want to go to the dentist.
Yeah, because they put the monitor up top.
I haven't. Yeah. I guess I haven't.
Oh, you've been?
I have been to the dentist. I don't even know if I've been to the dentist since Netflix existed.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Bunk. They do it at my kid's dentist.
Oh, Abe goes to a kid's dentist?
Yeah, man. Abe, did you get a sucker afterwards? Did you get to pick the sticker, Abe?
No. They told me very specifically, don't chew with the right side of your mouth.
Oh, you're getting drilled, huh? Did you?
I had some work done.
Some work done. Okay. Just asking.
But I don't know where to go from there. Were you getting drilled, Abe? But
I'm looking forward to seeing Drake Baldwin, too.
Yeah.
I really have no idea. Like, that's a guy that I probably will be a little bit mindful with just because, you know, like, he wasn't expected to be here. He's here because of injury, but he's also a really highly touted prospect, and he's here. Man's going to start today in
a
Major League Baseball game.
Where are we at as far as, because we know we talked to GMAC yesterday, Grant. Yeah. So we're assuming that Profar is going to lead off.
Assuming,
okay, he's going to go, and then Austin Riley too.
That's what Grant said, and I can buy it. Although I wouldn't be mad at Michael Harris too.
I was talking about that. So you got Mike, then Austin Riley, right?
I'll go Riley. Then you could go.
I'll go Ozuna.
Either Ozuna or Olson, but I'll go Ozuna.
I'll go Ozuna at the four. Okay, then Mo.
Olson fifth.
Ozzy.
Ozzy sixth.
Ozzy.
Although if they don't put Michael two and they do have Austin two, then what do? You put Ozzy fifth and Michael. Yeah, I can't bat Michael Harris sixth, man. I gotta have Michael Harris.
I would love to see Mike at the two.
I gotta be him. I gotta have him up at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, because I'm trying to do this mixed shit.
Okay, so you got Ozzy sixth,
one, two, three, four, five. Okay, Ozzy six.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got what, Baldwin seven?
Maybe seven or eight, and then you're also going to have to Kelnick, right?
Oh, I forgot. No, Kelnick's not playing.
He's not going to play. Oh,
duh. Ronald's not here.
Because Ronald,
Ronald's not here. Yeah, so we go. RC is definitely going to be nine, right?
Yeah, RC is nine.
Okay, Arcia.
Doesn't matter who else is playing or not playing.
I'll probably put Kelnick at eight and Baldwin at seven.
I can do that.
Baldwin at seven, okay.
We assume Kelnick will play right field.
Yeah, that's assuming that Mike's in a two-hole.
To me, that's just where I want him. Like, you know, when Ronald comes back, that's where I want him, and I'd like to start him there and just get him comfortable there because, I don't know, the two holes is the spot that gets the most at-bats.
Right.
Or obviously leadoff does, but in terms of at-bats with guys on base and a chance to drive in runs and stuff like that, like, I would love to have him in that spot. I'm behind you on that one.
Okay.
Sale starts. Goes eight. Iglesias comes in, gets the save, or it doesn't even have to be a save opportunity.
Just go out there and just do it.
You know, you could be winning 9-1, and then you just go out there and, you know, get a little work in. You don't even have to get a save.
You can save Iglesias as long as possible, but you want to get him some work, though.
Yeah.
You want to get him some work.
Whatever it is. Just go out there and beat the Padres today. Get off to a good start.
Because the lineup should be out in a couple hours while we're on the air.
Well, we're going to find out the final roster, too. They haven't made it yet. No. That'll be today, I think, at like 12:30.
What are we waiting
on? Don't have to.
Oh.
Just
deadline.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Like, that's what I'm saying to somebody. Like, we're going to be like, oh, God, I can't believe it?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Could be one of the outfield spots or maybe a bullpen guy, but probably not. Backup catcher's possible. You don't really know who's going to be back there behind Baldwin. And I don't know.
Or Trump Chadwick's not going to be there?
It'll either be Chadwick or
Sandy,
the old guy. That
Sandy Leon.
Leon.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, all the main, you know, all the answers to the real questions. This is kind of the bench, guys. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show on opening day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.